You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for listening to our podcasts. We enjoy producing these for you. This is Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. If you'd like an appointment with me, 212-779-1744. You can call there to inquire further about making an appointment with me. I appreciate your comments and questions, topics of interest. You can email me to questions@drhoffman.net. That is questions@drhoffman.net. Are you battling bloat? I don't think there's anyone I know that hasn't at some time or another felt bloated for one reason or another, maybe overindulgence or something, right? So at one point or another, almost everyone experiences a bout with battling gas and bloating. Now, bloating can make the abdomen feel larger than it is, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your abdomen is distended. Although I've had people report to me that their abdomen is distended. They've said, I look 5 months pregnant. Oh my God. Like after they eat something or for some other reason and their abdomen is distended. However, if you're struggling with bloating regularly, it could be a symptom of something else. It's worth getting checked out. But often, as I like to call the diagnosis of exclusion, irritable bowel syndrome, it may be irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, right? And oftentimes IBS is not serious because it's not classified as inflammatory bowel disease. It's not SIBO. It could be irritable bowel syndrome. Why is your bowel irritable? They're not necessarily finding a medical reason, something that needs treatment, although they are coming up with treatments for IBS with prescription medicine, not all of which I agree with, because nobody's looking first to see what may be the cause. We're talking about root cause for whatever the condition is. This is a tenet of functional, integrative and functional medicine and nutrition. So, bloating happens when the organs in your digestive system become stretched. Now, this can occur when solids, gas, or air fills the GI tract, which can be caused by many factors, including weak stomach muscles, eating too much salty foods, because when we eat too much salty food, that could draw a lot of liquid, a lot of water to the GI tract, causing the bloat. Too many fizzy drinks, all that carbonation may fill you up. Eating too fast, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Eating too fast is definitely a factor in this, in feeling bloated. Swallowing air, you might be thinking, well, when am I swallowing air? you're swallowing your own saliva, if your mouth is watering a lot, like in the cases of gum chewing, or sucking on candy or a cough lozenge or something, you're swallowing air. Constipation can cause bloating. Food intolerances can cause bloating. If you're eating foods that you know you're intolerant to, sensitive to, you should stop and see that the bloating goes away. Stress can cause bloating. You know, that confidence, that self-esteem chakra, when we're stressed, we feel like we're not managing things well. And that could be a little bit of a crisis of confidence, right? But stress in itself, we feel it in the pit of our stomach, so to speak. We feel it. And some people even react if they're quite anxious or stressed. They'll get a bout of diarrhea or something, or they'll get a stomach ache. And certain medications can cause bloating. You know, if you look at a physician's desk reference, there's almost no medication that doesn't list as its many, many side effects, you know, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, something GI related, even nausea, vomiting, right? As we're finding out with those GLP-1 agonists, we're not talking about that today. What else can cause bloating? Weight gain, certainly, right? A little more fat around the belly. That may feel like bloating to some people, but the bloating we're really talking about is that air component or that fermentation or that distended feeling component of bloating. And of course, ladies, hormone fluctuations during menopause and menstruation may be part of the PMS or the first days of menses is a whole lot of bloating, right? So that could be a factor. And that could be also why before some of us are craving salt. And that adds to the bloating that is part of PMS and all of that. So sometimes you can experience bloating because we're not drinking enough water and being dehydrated can lead to constipation, which can cause bloating. Drinking around 8 glasses of water can help to keep the body hydrated. And please, if you don't get thirsty, you still must drink, especially in this kind of weather. It's quite hot, the July summer in New York City. So if you don't like plain water, try infusing it with some slices of fresh fruit, you know, a lemon or a lime or other fruit. Or drink other clear liquids like broth. Right? Broths also help to soften food, make it easier to pass. Green tea is another option to help with hydration that can also help to reduce inflammation in the GI tract. EGCG. The component in green tea is one of the most chemotherapeutic things that we can take. Green tea is absolutely wonderful. It can help to reduce inflammation in the GI tract. Now, typically, if you're drinking teas and coffees, caffeinated, and green tea does have caffeine, but you also get the benefit of L-theanine, which can attenuate the impact of caffeine. You don't really feel it that much, but for those of you who are sensitive, caffeine is a stimulant. It does cause peristalsis. It does cause also air, gas to move on through. If that's the cause of your bloating, you may want to reevaluate, you know, how much high test you're drinking. High test meaning caffeinated teas and coffees. Forget energy drinks. No, just don't go there. Mindful eating. Eating mindfully can also help with bloating. It helps to avoid swallowing air. And when we eat smaller, more frequent meals, and when we eat slowly, taking the time to chew food, putting down the utensils between bites. This all helps with digestion. Chewing signals the beginning of the digestive process. It tells the body to release saliva. That saliva, with its salivary amylase, helps to break down food, helps to break down carbohydrates, starting in the mouth, salivary amylase, and relaxes the stomach ahead of digestion to allow food to pass through more easily. Eating mindfully also gives the stomach time to signal the brain for satiety. If you're inhaling your food in 7 minutes, you know, it takes about 20 minutes for the stretch receptors in your stomach to send the message to your brain to let your brain know that it's full. And then you feel full. And when food isn't chewed properly, larger pieces enter the digestive tract. It can cause gas, constipation, bloating, even headaches. Food reactions, lower energy levels. Process of digestion starts with chewing, with mastication. We need to chew our food well before we swallow. And then the stomach takes over in its churning and its secretion of pepsin and other acids, hydrochloric acid, all of that. Proteases. More amylases, lipases, all of that, things secreted also, not just by the small intestine, but the pancreas, all of that. So we need to slow down. Eating fast is also a cause of GERD, heartburn. You're just eating too fast. You need to chew better. Now, some foods are just easier to digest and may help with bloating. And many of these options can be high in fiber, they can be high in water, or potassium, for example. Berries, broccoli, lentils, beans, and oats contain an ample amount of fiber, which can support a healthy gut microbiome, as well as to help fight inflammation. Now, if lentils cause bloating in you, beans cause bloating, if broccoli causes bloating, if oats are causing bloating, even though you're chewing well, you're doing all the right things, you're cooking them well, you're not eating the broccoli raw, which can be a little problematic for those who are predisposed to bloating, then avoid those foods. This is just some general information. But your bloating is specific to you. What is causing it is specific to you. So that's why even some of these gut-friendly foods, they may not be helpful in your case of bloating. Other foods like watermelon, cucumbers, celery, papaya, and pineapple have water content, which can help with dehydration-related bloating. Don't forget, we get as much as 40% of our water from the produce we eat, specifically the produce. In addition, papaya and pineapple contain enzymes, papain and bromelain, respectively, which help with digesting food. You've heard of papaya enzyme and bromelain and a lot of digestive enzymes. That comes from pineapple. The papain comes from papaya. And because this produce, especially watermelon, cucumbers, celery, there's a lot of water there, which is great. Now, bananas, leafy greens, and avocados help to pull salt from the body, which excess salt can contribute to bloating. And they're also rich sources of potassium, which is also involved in regulating fluid balance and sodium levels. Speaking of potassium and sodium, are you drinking licorice tea? Is there any licorice leaf or root anywhere and any other herbal tea that you may be drinking, stop. It can contribute to bloating. It will cause you to retain water, which is causing more bloating, right? And it also depletes potassium and increases sodium. That's what licorice does, and can cause high blood pressure, as well as all that water retention, edema, bloat, all of it. Now, that licorice I'm talking about does not refer to the DGL, the deglycerated licorice that you may be taking for GERD or heartburn. The glycyrrhizic acid has been removed. That is the key ingredient that causes that sodium retention and potassium depletion that may contribute to bloating. DGL is okay. I'm talking about regular licorice. Yogurt, as we know, contains beneficial bacteria to help promote a balanced digestive system. Many of you who are complaining of bloating and you'll pick up a probiotic, you feel better with the probiotic. For those of you whose bloating is caused by some constipation or sluggish bowels, you don't feel like you're necessarily constipated, but you don't feel like you go enough, or it feels like incomplete evacuation, or some of you even report bloating after a bowel movement. Taking a probiotic, even as well as a prebiotic for sluggish bowels, can be helpful to you. Enjoy foods like lactic acid fermented pickles, sauerkraut, kimchi. These are all wonderful. Have it as a condiment, like once a day. You don't need more than a tablespoon or two. You don't need a lot of it to get its benefits. Ginger, peppermint, and chamomile can help to support a healthy GI system, as well as easing bloating, nausea, and stomach upset due to their anti-inflammatory properties. Ginger is great for the stomach lining, and can enhance peristalsis a little bit. It's good for moving things along. Peppermint is antimicrobial. Peppermint is known to aid in reducing bloating. If you pick up your over-the-counter Gas-X Phazyme, you know, for abdominal bloating and gas, there's peppermint in there. Peppermint is a wonderful digestive. Peppermint, however, is great for that lower belly bloating, but is terrible for GERD, for heartburn. Chamomile can help because it helps relax muscles, which, if your muscles are spasming, can contribute to that bloat, that discomfort that you're feeling. But because it's a muscle relaxant, will definitely contribute to constipation, will even cause constipation. If you're constipated, chamomile's not your friend. So you see, different strokes for different folks. If you're having certain things and not other, but you also have heartburn, you know, peppermint is not your friend. But it's great for the bloating, which is what we're talking about today. Ginger is wonderful for that as well. Now, drinking lemon water in the morning kickstarts digestive processes. It helps to fight indigestion, heartburn, and bloating by stimulating the production of bile and gastric juices to help prevent gas formation. And drinking the juice of half a lemon in a cup of room temperature water on an empty stomach every morning is good help for the liver, to help detox the liver. I love drinking lemon water. It tastes good. It's good, drinking lemon water. And you want to get up and move. If your lifestyle is sedentary, you may be more bloated, because regular physical activity can help to improve digestion and prevent bloating. When you're bloated, you may not feel like vigorous exercise, but even gentle movements like walking, tai chi, yoga can make all the difference, as well as more intense exercise such as biking, running, tennis, swimming, all of that. You may even notice while doing your exercise that you're passing some gas. goodbye bloat, if that was the cause of your bloating. So there are many simple causes of bloating, like gas, indigestion, eating a lot of fermentable carbohydrates, food retention, constipation, food intolerances, right? All of these are worthy of investigation. Most of these symptoms can be treated fairly easily with lifestyle changes, home remedies, maybe from time to time over-the-counter medications. I talked to you about that Gas-X, that Phazon. You don't want to be dependent on it. If you're taking it often, you need to investigate what's the cause of this and you know, go to the root cause and change something. You can keep a food diary to track if certain foods are causing problems for you. And some find relief by applying heat to the abdomen with a warm compress, hot water bottle, heating pad. All of this helps. So the main ways we expel gas are by burping, bloating, and flatus. 10 to 20% of adults have digestive complaints centered around belching and flatulence. Typically, we will emit flatus, hello farting, 12 to 25 times a day. Be honest, we all get gas. And it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with your digestion. And you can minimize gas and bloat by focusing on diet and eating habits. Occasional gas and abdominal discomfort, they don't require medical attention in most situations. However, when there's an increase in frequency, location, severity, or if it's accompanied by weight loss, diarrhea, vomiting, heartburn, and it's lasting all more than 2 weeks, 10 days or 2 weeks, yeah, you want to get some medical attention. So, battling bloat. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.